Hopkins County Day at the Texas State Legislature took place Tuesday. County Judge Robert Newsom and the entire Commissioner's Court attended in an attempt to support a bill they have that would shift funding for the new county jail from property taxes to an increase in the sales tax. The bill is opposed by some who feel the switch would be bad for businesses in the county. I talked about the bill with County Commissioner Beth Weisenbaker Wednesday morning.
When we were holding the 22 public meetings that we had, talking to everybody, property owners have just been burdened with debt. I mean, it's everything that county government, or it seems like any government wants to do, always ends up on the back of the property owners. And so they understood why we had to have the jail, and of course they passed it and agreed to fund it on their property taxes. But they ask us time and time again, was there not any other way? Why not sales tax? Because a lot of people believe this is a fairer tax, because it's more just everybody pays it. And so, you know, we promised them. We said, well, let us look at it. You know, we don't have that authority, and that we will go to the legislature and see what we can do. And, you know, over a period of about 2 years, it didn't happen overnight, we had thought about it. Commissioner Evans went to the Farm Bureau State Convention and actually made the resolution from the floor, and I was so proud of Danny. He did such a great job, and the Farm Bureau supports the concept. And so, it, you know, it's just kind of been little building blocks along. And then we had to have one of our legislators carry the bill, and we have Representative Flynn and Senator Bob Hall, which, you know, he's a new senator. And we went to them and we said, you know, what can we do? What is the mechanism? And so we got Jim Allison, who's our counsel in Austin, has worked with us on previous bills. And we gave them an interpretation of what we wanted, and then it went to legislative council. And basically the bill itself, which is SB 1158, it's put forward by Senator Bob Hall, is that the voters of Hopkins County be given the opportunity to make the choice between having an increased sales tax or the property tax. And that's basically what the bill is about. And you have to have 5% of your registered voters petition the court and say, we would like to hold the election. And then you have the election. And the election would say this much sales tax, and it could be an eighth, a fourth, a half. There's increments, and just say a half. This half-cent sales tax, if it's passed, then it would be totally dedicated to the payment of the jail bonds. Money goes into that account, can't be spent for anything else. And it's kind of like a trust. It can only go into that account. And the property tax, because of the way county government is set up opposite of city government. Our sales tax has to reduce our property tax. And that's in the tax code, chapter 26, I believe, 0.045, somewhere right through there. And so, we make it long story short, if it takes $100 to operate the county, okay, you raise $25 worth of sales tax, then you can only go for property tax of $75. So automatically, the sales tax offsets your property tax. So it would drop more than likely 7%. That's 7 cents that we've had to increase. And we've got probably 2 more cents. It went from 56, and we had authority to go to 63. And it probably that's where it's going to go next year. So if this bill passes, now the voters have a chance. The voters could decide to hold the election, and do you want the half cent or do you want the property tax? And then they would make that decision. If they decided they wanted the sales tax, then it goes into that dedicated fund. You make your payments out of it. If there's extra money left, it just builds up. And when the notes are callable in 10 years, if there were enough money in that account, you would be able to pay your bonds off. And if we could pay off our bonds in 10 years versus 20 years, then we would save approximately $2.7 million. Hmm. It is also written into the bill, and I encourage everybody, go online. I'm not telling you anything that's not there. It's SB 1158. Pull it up yourself and read it. That tax has to go away. It goes away by statute, by law. There is no way that you can hang on to that tax for anything else. And if somebody wanted to do sales tax again, then you would have to start the whole process over again.
KSST News.